Blog Talk Radio.
From now on, this house is where you used to live. My
You better come on downstairs and have a seat. But don't you get too comfortable now, because you won't be here that long. Now, I'm not exactly sure about what you're doing, but I know you're doing something. I gave you the best years of my life trying to be a good mother and a good wife. I made you what you are. You hear me? I paid the house notes. I put you through school. I paid for that pretty car you ride your woman or we're men round in. Now, if I can't be number one, I will not be number two unless I want to be. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. That's right, I got favors on you. And you do understand, my dear, that you must pay me to be free. That's what I said. You're going to pay me for my years and my tears and all my wasted years. And I know being with me hurts you. And I mean, you don't dig me anymore. But I'm hurting too. And you can tell that Dizzy Broad, you know, the one you singing about, the Miss Sweet Little Thing that's always on your mind, that I'm not letting you out of this unless you buy me out. I'm not going through no more hard times or bad times, because I can do bad all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, I got papers on you. But now, I'm throwing them in the trash can of my memory. Now, take your little albums and your little raggedy components there that never work, and you can scat. You hear me? Just use my life up. Use my body up. Use all my time up.
I know that's right. That's I think it's Richard Dimples and Betty Wright. She's got papers on me. Wow, so that means they was married. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this segment of Delicious Talk, Bringing Sexy Back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Before I get into the show, I have a few little things I like to say. The weather here has been, oh my goodness, beautiful. It's just been astonishingly beautiful. Yesterday and today, I went out without a coat on. I might suffer next week, but whatever. It just was, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But, you know, we had two beautiful days, so that means it wasn't cold in my house. That's a good thing. And, you know, getting out into it was another good thing because we might get the worst snowstorm this year. I don't know. But hopefully we won't. If we get some snow, I hope it's just a moderate amount, because we do need the snow to, you know, clear the air and, you know, all that good stuff that it generally does every year. Now, with that being said, tonight's show, the topic is, why are so many black women with children single? That's the topic. And I'm going to bring in my co-hosts, Miss Kane and Danny. Rhea is not here tonight yet, so we'll be expecting her to come along a little later on. But good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Y'all ready for tonight's topic?
Mm-hmm. We know that we already been started for me.
Huh?
I said the topic had already been started for me.
Oh, okay.
Way up early in the day.
Okay, well, you got a lot you can put into it. And here's our other co-host. Let's bring her in. Hello, Rhea.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
How are you, darling?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, I'm glad you made it. I really am. You're a little late, but better late than not at all. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I was speaking first about the weather here, and it's been beautiful. How has it been out there in Chicago?
Yesterday, we were damn near 70.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we were in the high 20s, and tomorrow we'll be 14.
Wow. Yesterday and today was beautiful. I guess yesterday it was 60-something, but it felt like it was in the 70s, and today it was 68, I think. But it was just beautiful. You know, how was it down there where you at, Kane?
Honey, raining all damn day, tornado warnings and stuff.
Mm. Man, weather. Wow. Okay, what about where you at, Daddy?
It was 50 yesterday. No, yesterday was 62, and today it was like in the 50s, so it was pretty nice.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? God, it's
yeah,
so
it's crazy.
Good.
And tomorrow, I think it's going to be like in the 20s or something crazy, like real. Like it's going to go down. We got a crazy, I think it's supposed to start raining tonight, bad weather.
Right.
Storm, so.
Right. It's raining mm-hmm. here. It's
yeah,
raining
so it'll be
here,
raining
so.
Up here by the time we get off the phone.
Uh-huh. It's
yeah,
raining
we
here,
got
so.
Very heavy rains last night. We had drizzling and raining all day. And then
wow.
about 4 o'clock, it changed to snow. So now it's snowing.
It's snowing? Wow.
Yeah. Because our temperature, I think we started off our day with our at midnight, our temperature was 45. That was the highest for the day.
Right.
And then by the time I left to head to work, it was like 29. And
wow.
by the time I left work, it was in the early 20s. And it's supposed to go down from there. And it's like, are you serious? And last night I was on my way home watching all these people getting drenched. And it was less than I thought I would see. But there was a large number of people that were underdressed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you all live in Chicago. We could have it in the 80s, early in the day. And at 4 o'clock, we'd be down in the 30s. And it's like, why would you, you know? But especially with this new, that this fangled flu or whatever it is going around, you couldn't pay me.
Wow. Wow, well, that weather sounds a little bit like Colorado weather because it could be, when you get up in the morning, it could be 80 degrees. By the time you come back in that evening, it'd be 20 degrees. You know, when I was out there, that's how the weather was. But it's really beautiful out there, regardless to how the weather is. And but you know,
one of my favorite, all-time favorite authors, Beverly Jenkins, cracked me up. She said she think that the weather is on menopause. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Yeah, something's
they
going
had
on.
It like we had it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was because they're 14 now, but yesterday
right.
it was in the high 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, because we broke records yesterday.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to get on into the topic tonight. Why are so many black women with children? And I'm not just going to leave that with children, but why are so many black women, especially women with children, not married? And the ratio of black men is 1.8 million more black women than black men. Then only 42% of black women have never been married, and white women, 21% of them have never been married. So I don't know if it's because they have more white men or what's going on, but for every black man, I guess that's 3 women or however many women there is left over. So that may be contribute to the reasoning why, you know, it's like that. And then, you know, other factors as far as like why there's a crossover, the black men are going over to different races. And, you know, it's just a whole multitude of things why these women have never been married. Myself, I've never been married because I've been proposed to 6 times by 6 guys, but
all
I
right,
found
Kenya.
Out, huh?
I said, all right, Kenya.
No. But I found out that, you know, before we even got to the point of getting the marriage license, some things came up, and I really didn't feel that it was that time for me to marry these guys. So that was a good thing because looking back over one of the guys, he's dead. Another one, he's sick. Another one, I don't even know where he's at. But, you know, just looking back, you know, things happen for a reason. That's the reason why I've never been married. And then at times I want to be married, and then at times I don't. So when I get in my moods, I want to be married. Sometimes I just think about it. But I think because I haven't been married and I'm getting older and older and I'm setting my ways because it's things that I want to do that maybe my husband don't want to do, you know, and I have to give up things and change this and change that. And I'm not really wanting to do that this particular time in my life. So those are the reasons why I'm not married. And then some women who are not married because of they have their standards set too high. You know, they want a man, they want a, let's say, let me see, they want a man made, a designer man. In other words, they want the man to be all of the things that they want in this one man, when that's not going to happen at times. Because if you want a man to be what you want him to be, it's going to be really hard to find that man. And then a lot of men are off the market to women because of their situations, as far as like they may not be educated enough, or they may not have the right job, or they may be have all these baby mamas. You know, there's a lot of reasons why black women are not marrying. And then a lot of black women are crossing over because I feel that I'm really the type of person, I don't think that love has color in it. But if you love somebody regardless of the color of their skin and you want to marry that person, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Then you have the black woman who is strictly for the black man. There's nothing wrong with that. Then you have the woman who doesn't want to date the black man. There's nothing wrong with that. If her motives are from her heart, you know, don't be saying, don't put a person down because you want to be with another person, another race. Don't put your race down. You know, and I see that a lot, where especially with our black brothers, they put us down, and you know, so they can be with white women. They're saying this and saying that, we're too loud, we're too this, we're too that. When they're white women that have those same traits, but those are the excuses they use to get with these white women, as opposed to saying, well, this is the person that I love, this is the person that I want to be with, and this is the person I'm going to be with. You know, so there are a multitude of reasonings why, you know, we as black women are not married. So I want to hear each one of you to explain if you've ever been married and, you know, what happened to that, and if you've never been married, why?
Well, I go first. I'll be real quick. I don't know. I mean, I've been proposed to a couple times or whatever, but we ain't never got close down to the aisle, because I'm not finna sit up here and be with somebody who I know that I'm already arguing with and going through the damn motions and shit. So that was totally out of the question. And then I think, you know, at that time I was never, looking back on it, I was never in love with that person. I just loved it, that person for who they were. I wasn't in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get married, but, you know, it's like the pickings are slim out here, especially with the type of dude that I want. I guess I'm one of those women that you just said that we want somebody, a made-up man. I do want a made-up man. I'm willing to accept a couple of flaws, because I'm the type of person where all my friends tell me, Kane, your standard's too high, your standard's too high. I like boss dudes. I like a boss. I don't like typical working at an average-ass job joke. Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the pickings and shit just slim out here. And then with a lot of black men, they too worried about what the hell I'm going to bring to the table. I pull all my stuff together right now by myself. So as far as what can I bring to the table, stop being so concerned. Most dudes that be concerned about that is dudes who done been fucked over. And that's just what it is. That's all I got to say on that one.
Okay, you said that they are concerned about what you bring to the table. Wouldn't that be more of a thing where both of you would sit down and sort of like communicate that, you know, or either you would find this out before y'all really get deeply involved into the relationship, as far as like his background, his education, you know, things like that?
These are some of the things that is taught, well, what I taught the dudes, these are some of the things that is taught to right off the bat. Stuff that you just mentioned and what I just said about them wanting to know what I can bring to the table. That's always a question, you know what I'm saying, that is asked right off the bat. It's like dudes don't even give you time enough to get to that point to even explain. That's what they want to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
so,
the table's being turned. We do the same thing in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Which
so
leads
you,
them to be the way they are in some cases.
Mm-hmm. So Miss Kane, do you ever think that you would get, would you ever lower your standards?
I have lowered my standards, and I regretted it. I'm talking, dealing with somebody right now, and I told him just last night that I'm finna step back from him because it's not that I feel he's beneath me. I just feel like I should have never gave him the time of day. I should have went with my first mind. So, you know, some things have happened in the course of our relationship for maybe the last, I say the last month or whatever, that's leading me to feel like I can't trust him. And also, you know, not want to be dealing with the extra because I got too much on my plate right now. I'm trying to climb this ladder to success. I ain't got time to be stressed out about no damn man. I just don't. And I don't like, you know, where we done started to go because it's kind of been putting me in a place that I'm just not liking. So at the end of the day, I told him, I'm backing off. I don't know how he, I don't think he really wanted to hear that. But I can't deal with you right now. And it's some things that he need to get together that I don't know what he's going through, but it's some stuff that he needs to get together. But bottom line is, I feel like I shouldn't have never started talking to him because he's not. He, as far as looks and stuff, he's fine. I've always had a fine man on my arm. But as far as, like, where I need him to be mentally, we just have a disconnect with our communication. We both bullheaded. We both want to express what we want to express, but I just think that in some shape, form, or fashion, that I have stepped below what I'm normally used to having.
So if someone else came along and you had to step down again, but this person had what you wanted, would you do that? Or you just are done with stepping down?
I think
you understand.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I've done it, and this is why I always tell. Star Jones said some stuff a long time ago, and it kind of always have stuck in my head because I am a different breed of a bitch from most women. I'm not saying that I you know, do stuff on a whole different level. We all do things the same, but I think I've found the box. I'm just not somebody that's going to put forth effort to try to make stuff work when it's not meant to work. You see what I'm saying? So basically, I don't know. Stepping down and for me having lowered my standards has got me nowhere. And what I was going to say about what Star Jones said was that you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And for me, I got to stand for something. See, it might be feasible for the next bitch to, you know, put up with what a dude going to do and, oh, he ain't got to have the best job. But I done seen so many of those situations, they don't never work out. So why even waste your time with them? And I just feel like the reason why a lot of us is single that got kids and shit is because the pickings is slim. There's no communication. Everybody is worried about fucking the other person over. That's where we are. If you look at the ratio of relationships in today's society, look at Danny DeVito and his wife been married for all them years, then they ask how they self offend to get a divorce. Are you serious?
Well, I know that you're not in the to dating outside of your race, but if you ever felt that way, would you?
He would have to be part Puerto Rican like I am.
I love Miss King.
Okay.
I love this kid. Okay. I don't date white guys. I can't stomach that shit. I'm sorry. Damn it.
What if it was a white guy who met all your standards? He did everything and all this and that. Would you date him then?
I'm not physically attracted to him, Mom. I'm hot. Now you don't get to talk when I'm hot. But I'm trying to stay on course around here. Listen, I don't like him. They sex, like I think Mark Wahlberg is sex. I think Matthew McConaughey, I think he's sex as hell too. Justin Timberlake. He's sexy. I like his swag. But for me, that's just not for me. I like him black as hell. I don't want to see him so black. I like him. if they're going to be Puerto Rican, he got to be a sexy-ass type of Puerto Rican because I don't like light-skinned black dudes either. If your ass is Boris Kojos, you really don't have a chance with me because it's all about preference. Now, I would prefer a light-skinned man any day over a white dude, but I just feel like when it comes to communication and understanding, that there is not, it's none of that with us. I can't get that from, I don't feel like, the funniest thing to me is I've been watching this show Sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
Tara, that white Judy she married to, they ain't got a lick of chemistry. It's like they was put there for the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not pleased that he fucking with her like that because he says things that is racially motivated a little bit. And he like, even though he like he playing about it, he ain't playing about it. I feel every white person deep down in their spirit looks at us as niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's changed. I'm just not, I don't like their skin. I don't like when they be in the goddamn rain, they get wet. Only thing that I can say that I have an envy about white people or white women, I say this, is that when they put on cologne, I don't know if y'all ever paid any attention, I am in a perfume, like, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
White women put on perfume and that bitch walk by your ass, they got their shit by slap shit out your ass. But as for me, it seems like I got to drown myself in a whole bottle of fucking Chanel. Why my Chanel don't smell like, I know it's different aura, but it's like that with every white woman. If she got some class about herself, it's something about them class-ass white women that when they put on cologne, it just, well, perfume, it just, it's more lighter on them than it is us. But
oh, okay, well, I've never noticed that. I really haven't never noticed that because I know a girl who, she's a perfume freak, and I'm serious when she would come into my house, I could smell her coming in.
Yeah.
And she's black. Yeah, but I, you know, I've never noticed that about white women. You know, you can smell their perfume as they come by or walk by or whatever. But, yeah, so, you know, like everybody has their preference and, you know, you're not willing to date outside of your race unless he's a Puerto Rican, and I can understand that and I respect that, you know, but, like, the ratio, huh?
He can be rich, but I'm not going to love him.
No, I said Puerto Rican. No, I said not respect that.
Wait, let me say this real quickly. Let me just put this out here. I will marry a white dude. I will date one for your money.
Oh, okay. But do you think now think about this. While you're in that relationship, it could be a possibility that you could fall in love with him.
I don't see it. For me, being me, I just have an issue with white folks. I do. I think they evil as hell. I really do. I just don't
like some of them are. Some white people are evil as well as black people, you know, but I just can't. Fault all of them for something that one of them or a few of them do, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, I've never seen a white dude that would be for me. I don't find them attractive. I don't look at them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Danny or Rhea or you want to go and get one, I would like that shit. But as your friend, I would support you all. I would come to the win. I might try to stand up when he asks, you know, if anybody here that
wants. Oh, God, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Oh, God.
Let me ask you this. If Mark Wahlborn, what's his name? Mark Wahlborn knocked on your door and told you that he wanted to go out with you, would you go?
Yeah, I'd go with him because I think he's a cool cracker. I mean, no disrespect. That's just a little terminology. That's kind of how y'all say the word nigga. I call you cracker. Don't get offended. But, yeah, I'd go out with him. Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to not having white friends.
Right.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay, so who's next?
I'll go next, and there's a category that you didn't mention.
Oh.
There's a category that those that got married that shouldn't have.
Right.
Which is the category that I actually fall in.
Mm-hmm.
I did marry out of love. I did love him. But I knew who he was, and I married him, and I should have never married him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to that adage. When a person show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer. If I've learned nothing in my damn near 50 years of life,
mm-hmm.
I like saying that. Because I'm just, hey, I should have been gone a long time ago, and I'm still here, so I know there's a reason. That's why I know there's a God. But anyway.
Right.
I knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
I did love him. It was not my intention to change him, but I knew that he had not experienced a lot of love in his life. And I actually believe that through him seeing it, whether it was with my family, me giving it to him and things such as that,
mm-hmm.
and with him being immersed in it, he would grow and become part of it. Well, he grew. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But he only became part of it when he chose to. And there was a part of him that he never, a part of his past that he would never let go. So he could never fully indoctrinate into that family atmosphere and that this, that, and the other. And so eventually that love died. It perished. And I moved the hell on to being by myself. Now, having said that, being who I am today, would I have had children without being married? If I got pregnant, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I more than likely wouldn't have sought out to just do it. If it happened, I would have had the child. But if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have just done it. That's just not the way I was built. Now,
mm-hmm.
the person that I am today, I have no idea. And I don't place limits on myself because I don't know what the future beholds. And I don't have certain days ahead of myself, like as far as children. To me, that's far-fetched. Okay. I'm knocking on 50's door. Is it a possibility still? Who knows? But would it be probable? No, because I'm tired. I'm too old to have kids. When I keep my granddaughters, it's like, okay, what time your ass coming back? You know? I'm like, woo, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can always send them back
exactly.
to your parents.
Exactly. Now, as far as the last part of what Kane said, I agree with 80% of what she said.
What was that?
That when it comes to dating outside of your race,
mm-hmm.
that's just not something that's attractive to me.
Right.
I can honestly tell you I have never, ever met or seen a man that was not black that I could see myself with in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If one came knocking on my door and wanted to take me out, I would probably tell him more than likely, thank you, but no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just not where I'm at. And I would not be who I am if I did otherwise. Now, to go out as friends or to go out on friendship, that's one thing. But as a dating thing, no, because we cannot go anywhere. And I don't feel as though you date nobody you can't see yourself with in the future. Why waste your time?
Right.
If it's your goal to get married, if it's your goal to this and the other, then why waste your time? One of the reasons that I think that black women are in the state that they're in and that majority of that falls squarely on the shoulder of our black men. As a whole, our black men have disappointed us. They have let us down. We are one of the only races that I have ever run across who men put their women down.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean consistently and constantly. And it's like, that's sad because the other side of it is, look at our history. We raised a lot of other races. We taught a lot of other races how to do certain things.
Yes.
Because it was ingrained. Then you turn around and you do that. Now, the other thing about the dating outside of your race, personally, I think this shit is a fad. And I say it like that because I think people seek it now, and they seek it because of the popularity of it or the this, that, and the other. Do I believe love can be colorblind? Yes, I do. But it has to happen naturally. You can't be out there seeking it and then say, oh, I just fell in love. No, you went out there looking for it. You know, it's different. Now, when it happens naturally, take no issue with it. But a lot of it, you know, you have a lot of men walk around here saying, I want me a woman that's exotic.
Yeah.
That's anything but black. Okay. It's like, really? Really? I want me some pretty kids. I want this. Or they chasing that ever-loving hair.
Mm-hmm.
Hair has always been an issue with, many of them deny it, but hair has always been an issue with the black man. I can talk for the black man because I done been around many of them, done talked to many of them, done dealt with many of them, done seen many of them. I can't talk for the other ones, but hair has always been an issue with them. That's why you have these people walking out here, they damn ain't shit left on their scalp. They gluing the hair to their scalp because they constantly going to keep that damn weave in their hair, even when it's tearing their damn brains out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just, I'm just, be quiet. I'm just so
look, into, I was up music because I was trying to get me something to drink, but honey, you know you funny.
No, because I'm serious. And it's like, just be you. Just, at some point, we have to accept ourselves for who we are. I remember a time when I have an ass was the worst thing in the world a woman could have did. Now they out here dying for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like black women were scrutinized and torn apart because of the way we were built our entire life. Now they out here dying to be built like we are. And the sad part about it, that's what attracts some of our, quote unquote, well, some black men to them is the way that they built. But this is the same one. It is so damn confused, in my opinion, when it comes to certain things. And a lot of it stems from being judgmental and wanting something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you had said something about you married your husband knowing who he was and that he couldn't let go of something that was in his past,
mm-hmm.
that had an effect on y'all's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That wasn't the only thing. That wasn't the major thing. The major thing was my husband was a hoe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was the major thing. But outside of that,
don't agree with real.
Huh?
I said somebody in the chat. Well, they don't agree with real. I just want to put it out there.
Oh, okay. Soul and Black.
You don't have to.
I think they were talking about when she was speaking about the tracks in their hair.
But
that is an issue with black men because black men, they want women, you know, that they can run their fingers through their hair. But
mm-hmm.
I think, and if I had known this years ago, I would have never put a perm in my hair. I would have never let anybody put their hands in my hair, period, because I'm so tender-headed. But, you know, the point of the matter is those perms, they take your hair out, they fry your brains, and they do a lot of damage to women that they don't know it until later on in life when they start losing their hair and they can't understand why. So my thing is, and I'm not trying to tell every woman that you need to go natural, but, you know, you need to be a little bit more caring about your hair because tracks and weaves and all that kind of stuff, it looks good now. Some of it look good, and they got the hair that even feels real and looks real that they got now putting these $600 and $500 and $10,000 pieces of hair all up in your head. But when you go to bed at night and wake up in the morning, you can't. And a lot of women, they don't want to sweat their hair. They don't want to do exercise. They don't want to go swimming. There's a lot of things they don't want to do because of their hair. Now I go swimming and my hair is down past my butt, and that's a mess because it gets wet, but my hair is in locks. But the point of the matter is, when I was putting perms in my hair, oh no, I had to put a rain scarf on, do this and do that, you know. But now I can go out in the rain or whatever and I don't even care, you know. But women, and then it has a lot to do with society, because you notice how these women out in Hollywood, all of them got their long hair tracks. Some of them don't. Some of them is their real hair, but a lot of them are made to emulate the white woman. So, you know, and I think that, you know, a woman who cares about herself and love herself, she should embrace her hair and accept it, you know, because that's your God-given gift. If he wanted your, any way that he wanted your hair to be, that's how he would have made it. But he gave you the hair that he wanted you to have. So, you know, and I'm speaking of myself as well, because I put perms in my hair, you know, and I regret it that I did, because my hair has thinned out a lot from those perms over the years. My hair used to be so thick. I mean, my hair was really thick, real thick hair. My hair is no longer thick like that, and I wish it was. But, you know, over the years I've learned, and I've had my hair has been locked for 12 years now. I've had my hair locked. And, you know, it's really easy for me to take care of, even though some days my daughter say, Mom, when are you going to get your hair done? Because the edges sometimes, they kind of like, you know, look a little wild or crazy or whatever. But the point of the matter is I'm not afraid to get my hair wet. I'm not afraid to have my hair sweat out when I'm, you know, making love. I'm not afraid to go swimming or, you know, the elements to do anything to my hair opposed to spending thousands of dollars to get my hair fixed, sitting up in a hairdresser all day long under a dryer for 4 and 5 hours and all that crazy stuff. My hair is free, and I love it, you know. And, like, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with their hair, but that's just how I feel about my hair.
I had looked something up that you told me to, and I had I want to read it, and it's with the topic. This person responded to this answer off of Yahoo said, the reason why so many black women that have children are single is because they was raised poorly, raised to be whores. Their mothers was young single mothers, and they taught their daughters that men are no good. And so the daughters ended up getting into the same relationships, or the same situations, rather, with black men and not being able to maintain a normal relationship. They haven't been taught well by their parents to use condoms and that you can't keep a man just by using your vagina. It is a fact that over 70% of black babies are born to single mothers. It should be illegal for them to keep doing this, if you ask me, because they raise their children so poorly that the cycle continues. But it's not the black men who are, he should have put irresponsible, but he put, it's not the black men who are responsible, because black men have no control over a woman's body. They can't make them get abortions, and they can't make them take birth control pills. When the girls get pregnant, which they ultimately try to do on purpose, thinking that they can keep the man, if they have the baby and use food stamps to support it, they refuse to have abortions, and they drag the man through the mud in the process, even knowing that he didn't want to be a father. They force him into it anyway. It's a major cultural problem, but the even bigger problem is, they put as, is you can see here is that you can't get them to admit it. They just turn around and point the finger at white people as if white people were the compass for all morality, and if that is a white person, is it okay? I don't know what they meant by that. But anyway, they wrap it up by saying the first step to solving a problem is admitting you have one, and then these overblown egos having losers aren't going to admit it.
Well, some of the things in there, I do agree with what was said in that article, because a lot of some of these children have been born of young mothers, and then they weren't taught by their mother, so they have no example to follow except for what they're left with. And if their mother was the type of person who went from man to man and had every 4 and 5 different baby daddies, and the daughter knows this is the same thing, it's a cycle. So therefore, I can see that happening. So I do agree with that. And it was something else you had said, but I lost my train of thought. We have a caller. I'm going to bring this caller in. Thanks, Ms. Kane.
Mm-hmm.
253, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. Do you have a question or comment for tonight's topic?
Well, I just want to say I am, this is my first time listening to the show. Munchie invited me to listen. I also do a Blog Talk Radio show. I don't know if she's on, but hey, girl. I just wanted to say thank you for, this is such a good topic to talk about. And I kind of got in a little bit late, but I had just kind of going over what I heard so far, talking about, you know, the Black women and the weave and, you know, all the stuff that we're doing to our hair because we want to, you know, kind of emulate and be kind of like the white woman, you know, because Black men are now saying they want to date an ethnic woman. They want the thick, long hair. They want the Kim Kardashians. And, you know, if they could find, you know, a girl with real hair and booty and, you know, thighs and hips, you know, they'd be all for it. But it's like, you know, but at the same time, I see it from both perspectives. Like, white women are now putting weave in their hair. They're, you know, they want to be curvy like us. And
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of, it's like they, you know, they want to be like us now. So it's kind of like, you know, I see it from both views. You know, they kind of want to get that attention too. They want to be curvy. They don't want to be flat anymore. And then also, I wanted to bring up a point. One of my friends, he's so smart, and he just looks up so much different stuff. But he had told me the very first video vixen, she, you know, was a Black woman with a big butt. She was in the circus.
Sarah
like,
Bartley.
You know, it went back to so far, you know, like everybody wants a big butt now, but it was so crazy and unheard of. She was like a circus freak, you know.
You're talking about
crazy,
Sarah
right?
Bartley, right?
Yes.
Sarah Bartley, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You know, I'm like, she's in the circus? Like a circus freak? That's nuts.
Yeah, they
so
put
that's
on
just,
display.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, and that's so crazy because, you know, that's how it used to be, so unheard of, and now people are getting it injected into their butts, and girls are getting fat injected into their butts and getting silicone and ending up with the dimply booty syndrome and one cheek hanging and, like, dying from this procedure just for the love of the butt now, you know, something that was so taboo and crazy and never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is what people are doing. It's crazy. And then I wanted to also talk about the email or the somebody had said something on Yahoo News about why Black women are single and, you know, with children, single parents more. You know, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that the person was saying is true. You know, I think that as a Black community, there's certain things that we miss out on. And I don't think it's our fault. I think that, you know, it will, the facts will show, like, in a more better-to-do neighborhood, you know, pregnancy, teen pregnancy is low and, you know, crime and all that stuff. But it's like we have, a lot of the time, people are a product of their environment. I was lucky. I'm Black. I don't know. A lot of people are like, oh, I couldn't tell by the way you talk. But I'm Black. And I grew up and I went to really good schools. And, I was able to get the experience to have better schooling. Inside of my school district, I mean, I lived with, you know, everybody was Black and we were, you know, everyone was on assistance and Section 8 and everything like that. But the schools would get so full inside of the district, they would ship some of the kids out to the nicer schools. Mm-hmm. So I ended up being the kid that got shipped to the nicer school and getting the better education. And there is a big difference. I've been to both. There's a very big difference just with the schooling inside of the districts, and because, you know, they're able to put more money into the schools, and money has a lot to do with it.
Right.
Know?
Well, let me ask you this. What is your name?
I'm Marie. Marie Starr.
Marie, have you ever been married?
No, I have not.
Have you ever thought about getting married, or why aren't you married? Do you want to get married?
I do want to get married. I'm 26. Right now I'm working on, it's more so for career reasons and choices that mm-hmm. I don't want to get married. I guess I'm a workaholic. I don't really have much time to date to even put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Better, you know, even look for a man. So, you know, I have no children. I just, you know, I'm just kind of like on the career path. You know, I want to have children, but later down on the road when I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, so would you date outside of your race?
and it's so crazy. I had a show about this as well just last Thursday about dating outside of the race and does age matter. I have dated outside of my race. I've dated white men. I've dated Asians and all different types of races. My thing is I have been taught, like, as long as someone's nice and treats you with respect, then you should, you know, give anybody a try. Would I want to marry a white man? No, there's something inside of me, I think, like, just within my just instincts to be with a black man. I don't know what it is, but, like,
right,
you know, I just want to be, I want to have black children. I don't care about the good hair. I know that if a black woman knows how to take care of her own hair, she'll be able to take care of her children's hair. I do my hair. So, you know, I would definitely be, you know, I would take care of my child's hair and let them grow up and understand what they need to do in order for it to be good and healthy, because black women do have beautiful hair, like ringlets. Oh my God, just so beautiful. You know what I mean? So it's like, we do have the ability to have beautiful hair. There's products out there that we can use without putting perms in our hair. Like, I haven't put a perm in my hair in over a year. Like, I just got sick of it.
Right.
Like, you know, taking out my edges.
Right. I'm going to pose this question to you. Someone in the chat room, Sound Soul in Black, says that what I found is that brothers are far more open and sisters are far too uptight and unrealistic. And he's speaking of you because you're the caller. The caller is making a typical mistake I see so often, blowing your prime years. So, Soul in Black, why don't you call in and, you know, voice that, because we don't understand what you mean. She's blowing her prime years, and what do you mean by brothers are far more open and sisters are far too uptight and unrealistic? So if you'll call in, you know, I'd appreciate that.
What I got from it, I think that whoever that is maybe has the wrong totally idea of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am an adult entertainer. I do porn and am very open sexually. Like, I'm a very strong advocate of, like, as long as it's safe, have a good time. I'm very open in my relationships that I do have sexually. My Blog Talk Radio show is all about it. Be Small Radio. We talk about just, you know, women needing to let loose and really just, you got to have communication with your partner and who you're with, and you have to be able to, if you really care about someone, you will go the extra mile to see what makes them happy, you know, in life in general, down to their favorite food, to their favorite position in bed. Like, it's
right.
Just, it's all about being a woman to me. Like, I'm very independent and strong in my career, but, like, as someone's, you know, girlfriend, you know, I'm very submissive as a lover.
Okay, so do you ever see yourself getting married to maybe one of your porn stars, or with just a regular Joe Blow, or do you ever see yourself getting married anytime in the future?
Well, I'm one of those, I'm very, like, I'm such a planner. Like, I know that sounds weird, you can't plan love, but I'm such a planner. I definitely have a life plan for myself. I feel like career-wise, I'm working towards the goal that I want to do, which is I would like to be completely retired by the time I'm 30. So I'm branding myself and doing radio shows and starting a marketing firm, doing all this stuff to make this a realistic goal for myself. I'm very goal-driven. So I'm very, like, calculating. So I do want marriage and stuff, but I would like to get married when I'm out of this career. I'm very, like, kind of old school. I feel like I don't really have a lot to offer a man right now because of the occupation I'm in. I don't think it's fair to him, you know? And, you know, because if I'm in a relationship, I would like to be able to make that guarantee that you're going to be the only man that I'm going to be with. We're in a monogamous relationship. I can't promise that right now because my occupation, you know, the part of the description is me having sex with other men. So it kind of, you know, women, and it's on camera. So, you know, the videos, they never go away, but I feel like, you know, everyone will have a past, and it's all about their future. And whoever I do decide to marry has to be very fully understanding of all of that. And, you know, when it comes, it comes. I've dated, you know, and I've kind of looked for, you know, the type of person I want to marry. I don't want it to be like, I guess it could be another porn star if, you know, they're very understanding and, you know, who else, who better to understand the industry than someone who is in it. But
right.
I just like anybody who's nice. I love people who make me laugh. I like people for the things that make me happy in life. And so, you know, adult entertainment is just one of my many jobs that I do. It doesn't define me, but it is, has been, I can say it is a platform for where I'm going to go with my career. So,
Oh, okay.
You know, I just have a different, I have a very different mind frame, you know, being in the industry. There's lots of, the average person in the industry, you know, is probably, not to be funny, but like souped up on drugs or somebody touched them when they were younger. There's so many different statistics or what people
right.
say, why people get in this industry. None of those happen to me. There's a few in the bunch, you know,
right.
that have really good mind states and frames and, you know, they just.
But somewhere along, somewhere down the line, you would get married. That's, you know,
yes,
that's
definitely. And I
want
to get married to a black man. I want to.
Oh, okay.
I want a chocolate Denzel rippled ab, you know.
Okay.
He can
well,
cook and
right.
clean and do stuff around the house, and he'll squish the bugs and,
right.
you know, be financially,
right.
make me feel financially stable so I can be home and cook and make
right.
babies and, you know, bake
okay.
cookies
well,
and shit. I don't know.
right. Well, we have another call. I'm going to bring this call. I think this is the call I had asked to call in. 443, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
How you guys doing?
Hello.
It's Soul, by the way. It's Soul Black. It is me.
Okay.
I wanted to elaborate on a lot of mistakes right here that I'm listening to.
Okay.
For one, if you notice a lot of other women from other nationalities, I'm not trying to pigeonhole black women, but I just want them to be observant, that they're a lot of times, especially when they're going to college and things like that, they're already in the quest looking for their husband. They're looking for their husband right in their – you're talking about probably around their early to late 20s, trying
mm-hmm.
to get that done. Now, if you look at the statistics recently that have been brought out, black folks have been getting married later and later and later, which is pushing them right out of being able to have children in their childbearing years. So
mm-hmm.
the more we keep pushing this backwards, back and back and back, saying, okay, when I get this done, when I get my career this, when I get this done, when I get that done, the bottom line is you're supposed to be building your family. And when you're building your family, you're supposed to build it off whatever comes, even the trials that may come. So, you know, you establish your income, you establish your, what do you want to call it, your legacy, your financial base. All of these things are necessary in your younger years, because as you get older, ladies, I know you guys know, you're not like spring chickens like you used to be before. All right,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you're not going to be doing swings off the, you know, off swinging in the bedroom, doing all kinds of gymnastics in there anymore. It's not like that anymore. So they start, women do slow down. I mean, and their bodies do wear out. So
mm-hmm.
it's important that women actually exercise, restraint and try to go ahead and pursue getting marriage at early years. The whole career in front has actually caused more problems than we actually would dare to even like to look at.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of problems in our, especially in the black community itself. Okay, people are all about, let me get myself, get it for myself, get it for me, get it for me, get it for me, and therefore we no longer have a mentality or a mindset of a community. So that's one of the problems. If you look at some of these guys who are coming up from single mothers, they're thinking about just themselves because their mothers were only thinking about themselves. Even though they were raising children, they still
pass on. You
said
a single mother, right?
Yeah, single moms. Single mothers still pass on. And single parents often have to be very careful about this. But if they have this mindset of, I have to take care of me, I have to take care of me, it's all about me, even though I have children, the children still pick up that ideology and philosophy from their parents. Whether you say it or you don't say it, they're still picking that up. So they start focus on, well, it's all about me. I need to take care of me. You know, F so-and-so and so-and-so. Okay, F this woman, F this dude. And that's when we start tearing each other apart because we're not building, what do you want to call it, the proper foundation for a community anymore. We've tossed it, basically. It's all gone for the most part because everybody's so focused on trying to get their own particular things taken care of. Only me, only me. Yeah, they may make an allowances for here and there, but most of the time it's just for themselves.
Well,
so,
that can also happen in a two-parent family home as well, because if the father is and I know this happened to a family, the father was constantly working all the time.
Yes.
Now the
yes.
children don't even consider him as their father because they barely saw him. And the mother has turned the children against him, even though he was the sole provider. They had maids, they had this. The children went to college, the best colleges, the best schools, and all those kind of things. So that's not only for a single parent. It could also happen in a home where the father and the mother are there together. It just depends on how they group themselves together and do things as a whole, opposed to the man goes out to work and he's gone 16, 17 hours a day. He get home, the kids in the bed, and this is a cycle that goes on and on. So they're more used to the mother, and the mother's preaching to them, your father, he works, and he's not doing this, he's not doing that. So what else are they left to go out there with? So you can't just say that only happens with single parents.
No. I'm not saying it just only happens with single parents. Let me correct that so you don't misunderstand me. But
okay.
Let's make sure we're clear about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You pulled an instance of that, but that's a rarity inside multiple parent households. That's still a rarity. That's a small percentage. So you're actually trying to pull that and say, well, it does happen. Yeah, it does. Many things happen in different cases and scenario, but it's not common. So it's like when you're dealing with single family households, it is common. So we have to get rid of the commonality that's constantly being set out there. So we must not confuse, oh, there's an occurrence, or every now and then there's an anomaly that pops up and say, oh, yeah, well, okay, that does happen in there. Yeah, of course it happens, but is it primary? Is it all the time? No, it's not. Okay, and the other thing, too, is what you just brought up, which is interesting, the guy is getting penalized for doing what women claim that they want him to do.
Oh, wow.
You heard what you just said? You want him to go out there to get the job. You want him to go bring in, provide, and take care of his responsibilities and do that. And at the same time, he gets ostracized for doing it and dishonored on top of that. So at the same time, he's doing what he's got to do to take care of his family, keep food on the table, do what's necessary for his wife. You know, they want these cars. They want these clothes. They want these Nikes. They want these Jordans. They want these TVs. They want these trips. They want these cars. That stuff has to be paid for. So the man's going out there to do what he's got to do to get that for you so you're happy. But at the same time, you tell him you're not happy, even though he's done what he had to do, to put it there so you can get what you want so you can be happy. That's crazy.
I think that I have a problem with what you said, and I'm sure not talking about the single parent. This is Danny anyway. But
yeah,
my thing is, far as what you say, as far as building together, I agree with you far as, you know, we should build together, far as me and him should build together and do our family together. But the thing I find that's really weird right now is that guys have no patience. You say that we're supposed to be together and we're supposed to be, like, building together. But some of the guys that I've ran into and some of the guys that I even know that I'm not attracted to but that do know that are single – are looking for somebody, going back to what Ms. Kane said, is looking for somebody to bring on the table. They ain't got patience for me to try to get myself together. Something could have happened to me in a couple of years. I could have had hard times, and I'm trying to get myself back together. So I'm building myself as well. And I want to date, but I'm building myself as well, and I'm open to date and still build myself. But guys are like, oh, well, you still not done school, or you still not where you at, so what you bringing to the table? Or I got to pick up this load. A lot of guys out there is not willing to build a foundation. A lot of these guys are like what Ms. Kane said. What you bring to the table? What you got on the table? No? Okay,
yeah.
Well, when you get yourself together, call me back.
You can't say that
there's not some of us that's willing to bend and willing to work. Hey, I'm, you know, still in school and I'm trying to get myself together, but I date and I'll do whatever I got to do to take care of my household, but I still want to do that and I'm willing to do it with another person, but some of these guys ain't willing to build. A lot of people is not like those guys back in the day, like my grandpa and my uncle, because I'm young. I'm 31, so it's not like that. A lot of these guys out here is not looking to build foundation. They don't even have time. They don't have no patience. They ain't wanting that. They want somebody right now. What you at? Where you at? Stable, and that's where they at.
Well, see, again, I'll tell you what. Again, we moved the marriage window. We're shifting everything further and further and further back. And so when you move and you shift everything further and further back, okay, it changes the dynamic of what you should have available at that time. So when a guy's looking at a woman, he's like, okay, she should be ready to rock and ready to go. And you're saying, well, I'm trying to get myself built and ready to go and get things going. He's like, well, I've been busting my butt here to do this. I got my stuff in order. What's going on with you? Because a lot of women, and sisters have to be honest and realistic about this. They say this to black men, we want you to have your act together, okay? And the guy's like, okay, what are you offering me other than a vagina and a possibility to give me a child out of your womb? What else is coming to me? Because a lot of times, no, hold on. I know it's coming. I know you guys. I know it's, I can tell.
You
I can tell right now. Y'all burning
yourself.
Right now. Y'all are,
you just
I'm gonna kill him.
I was waiting on
but what I'm trying to tell you is.
I was waiting on it. Go ahead.
That's okay. The reason why I'm saying this is because you guys put these requirements on the table, okay? You wanted all these things the black men to do. Then when these guys come up and actually present these things, they're either corny, they're lame, they don't have enough swag, they're this and that. It's a lot of different things. So it's like, wait a minute, I love this one. This is my favorite. He's not packing. That's one of the favorite ones, too. They throw that out there. So I'm like, so the guy gets hit with all these different things. He's like, wait a minute, okay, I'm supposed to take the hit for all these prerequisites, this list that you guys have been putting out there, and you guys have been televising it to everybody on broadcast radio. You've been putting it on broadcast radio, on TV, everywhere else, saying all these things that black men are not the par, which I wanted to address that because you say that black men have been putting black women down. Actually, for 40 years, we've been quiet. 40 years, we haven't said nothing. And then all of a sudden now, we're starting to put our foot back into your behind because we're like, nah, that's not fair. We put up with that too long, and now we're going other places. And the thing about it is, black men, I have to say this, black men are going out with other black women. They're just not going out with a lot of black American women. They're choosing to go with other black women. They're like, I'm going with a black African woman, a Puerto Rican woman, some woman from Colombia, someone down in South America. Okay, they're looking for other places.
They're not black.
And that's what
sir.
I'm seeing brothers do. That's why they're flying to Brazil. They're going to other – they're doing other things now. They're traveling. I talk to brothers all the time, especially in the military. They don't want to deal with a lot of modern American black women. That's one of the problems. And
no,
like,
we're problems.
We don't
first, what about wait,
first
when
and
you
foremost,
said
y'all are cowards because at the end of the day,
oh, we're cowards now. Now, see, now here we go. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the issue.
Y'all
if y'all come
shit.
With an attack
I'm
on the black man like that, I'm like, see, this is what I'm talking about.
We both play top at the same time. Mom, dude, can you mic them up? Because you know I ain't on the phone line. Can you mic them up? Bottom line is, y'all niggas started this shit. Y'all disrespectful.
We started it.
You're right. You disrespectful as hell when you came out the pussy of a fucking black woman. So I don't understand what y'all started all these damn standards because y'all felt like when you seen this white hair, blonde, blue-eyed ass bitch that she was better than what the fuck you normally used to. So if
we never
you
said that. Nobody's saying that. What we're saying, if you listen to
a long fucking time ago when y'all was out there in them damn cornfields sneaking around with them bitches. So at the end of the day, black men started this whole criteria. We don't have no fucking positive music out here that much unless it's jazz or maybe something contemporary. Most stuff that black dudes put out, especially the ball. Not the ball players, but the rappers and stuff. Every fucking song they got is disrespectful to a black woman. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. And then, like I said, black women hold black dudes down, and then when y'all get up to get some type of degree in your life or get some type of status behind your fucking name as far as the title itself, y'all think that we're not good enough to hold that damn ground with y'all. Y'all then run off. Y'all use that as a cop-out. That's what that is. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Women
it's not a cop-out.
Okay, we have another call. I'm going to bring this other caller in.
Okay.
843-276, are you there?
Yeah, it's Smitty. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Smitty?
Well, what's going on, so? Oh, boy. So, man, this guy riled him up.
Okay.
Reinforcements.
Yeah. You know, I'll
call y'all last week.
I'm not going to.
What's your question or comments, Smitty?
I actually got a couple quick things. First, to answer the question, the topic of the show, to be honest, there is no one single answer to answer the question because everyone's situation is different. All I can say is that speaking for myself, I'm 34, I don't have children. I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. It'd be the time factor.
Well, see, we're speaking of why black women, not black men, darling, black women.
No. I'm saying the reasons that I'm dating, because I don't date men. I'm just saying, like, the women I've met. I'm talking to women I met, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just all doing speaking from the peanut gallery. I don't know why certain men, every man, that she may have a problem dating every guy. Because I know a lot of those women probably turn plenty of guys down, too, check their Facebook inbox. You know, or they go out and have a drink. They probably turn a couple of guys down.
Mm-hmm.
So all I know is that maybe a time factor, you know, because, you know, you might have small kids, you got to deal with that daycare. You know, it's a lot of factors. But the one thing
it's
that y'all were talking about. Not even that because the thing is that we all have a choice. We all have the right to be picky and selfish when it comes to our happiness. And
mm-hmm.
we all have a right to think, we all have a right to know what you deal with. Because I met a one person, I put myself out there. I tried to date a woman who had 2 kids. I did. I tried. But I knew that I really didn't give a damn about her children. I knew that. I didn't really want to be there for her kids. So I left her alone because I didn't want to waste nobody's time.
Mm-hmm.
Thought,
so you basically
she
was there for the dating. She's the type of woman that you would not marry because of her kids.
I don't want to get married, period. But I'm just saying. But you know what I'm saying?
I can compliment
you. Did you get sex with her?
I didn't get that far with her. But the problem was that I let women know what the deal is up front. You know, and a lot of times they will still, like, you can tell that stove is hot, but many of them will still touch that flaming hot stove anyway. That's my experience. Hey, that's just my experiences. I don't know y'all. I never dated y'all. So I can't speak for y'all. I just speak of my experience. I had women tell me straight up that they just wanted sex from me, but by the second time out, they said, why are they all coming over my house? You just wanted sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
yeah.
is, what I'm saying is...
Well, you're not the marrying type, so therefore you're not marriage material to these women as well, because women have a tendency to know the type of feelings that man put out there for men. Well, I'm going to speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
At times I can tell when a man is interested in me for what he's interested in me and what he's not interested in me, and we go at it like that. Because if a man approaches me and he tells me, well, I just want to be with you for this and for that or whatever, it's my place to either accept it or reject it. You see what I'm saying? So if a man comes
yep.
to me and tell me, well, you know, I've been watching you and I really like you and I want to marry you, this and that, then, you know, it's maybe a thing I may have been watching him as well. But, you know, it just seems that, you know, men who are not marriage material and women who are not marriage material are the ones who even meet up. Because those are the women that you have been meeting up with, the women who are not marriage material, because you're not marriage material. And I can imagine when you're on a date that it's probably the conversations that you have are not fulfilling, or they're not just productive conversations. You may talk about whatever, you know, something silly or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's the impression that I get because you know how you present yourself now.
Yeah.
Now, is that true?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's like on a first date with a woman, I ain't worried about marriage. I'm trying to get to know her, but
mm-hmm.
it's gonna come up sooner or later. And the thing is that I just be honest. I don't desire to get married with no one living in my house. But not too far. I have yet to have a woman straight said, "Go fuck yourself," and I can call you anymore. A lot of them still try to stick onto the ride, try to change their mind, try to change my mind. And when I'm being honest with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have to treat those women like, not you guys, or like, you know, the women I dated, I have to treat them like 5-year-olds. Like, no, I said I'm not going to do this. I
mm-hmm.
said, what I feel like with those women I dated, and these are women who got good jobs, good careers,
mm-hmm.
got their stuff
mm-hmm.
going for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell them this stuff, but it's like, la, 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 la. You know,
and that's
and
a lot
yeah,
of
that's
just a lot of women in general. And I mean,
yeah.
I hate to cut you off, but like that's a lot of women in general. And, you know, they think that they're always looking for the challenge. They're always looking for, oh, he's just being like that. I can change him. That's why there's so many mistakes. That's why people make so many mistakes. And, you know, back to what the other gentleman was saying about, you know, getting married. Black people are waiting too long to get married. They need to start building stuff. Like, I know I'm 26, and I know people will laugh and say, oh, I don't really think that this girl really knows what she wants to do with her life, or, you know, they feel like I have to learn a lot. I have a lot more life lessons to learn to why I think this way. But I feel like I wouldn't be in any. It's not that I'm not dating people and seeing if it's out there. If I was to meet someone and it was to click, then I would be ready to start building that foundation. But I would let them know I would not be ready to get married until, you know, I'm done with my career and what I'm trying to do with it. You know, I just feel like that would be fair. But, like, I feel like it gives me time. I feel like getting married older is a good thing because it gives you a time to kind of get out your wild side and do what you need. Get it out your system. Like, go nuts. You know what I'm saying? Learn, do all those mistakes. Learn from them, and you can appreciate someone. All the bad relationships that I've been in, like, they will mold me to have a better relationship with the next person. So every relationship you can learn something, but I want my first marriage to be my last one. I don't want to have any children out of wedlock. Like, these are all things that I am very, and see, and that's something that, you know, that's something that you would say that to me. And I, because I kind of know what I'm looking for, I would say, hey, you know, this is kind of a waste of time. I'm not going to try to waste no time trying to change you.
Exactly.
You know, but there's a lot of women who will. But because I know myself, I know what I'm looking for. If a man is to say something like that, then, hey, we can, you know, we could still be casual and still be cool. But, like, obviously there's no future, so let's not waste no time. I don't want to waste no time. Yeah. I don't have no time to waste, you know. Like, and I just want to say also, even though, you know, we're not spring chickens when we get a little bit older, it's all about how women take care of each other or take care of ourselves, I will say.
Right.
And, you know, I go to the gym, and I know my mom had me when she was 30 years old. She had my youngest brother when she was 35. She had more miscarriages in her earlier years than she did when she got older. She used lots of drugs and everything, and she was still able to have children. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm very healthy. I eat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that, and women are having children older and older every year.
Right.
So, you know, that's spring chickens, you know what I'm saying, the 35 and all that stuff, that's crap now. That don't mean nothing no more. So it's not,
it, you know what, man?
We're not getting too old.
Let me say something. You guys need to go read the actual medical documentation regarding that. You guys are actually making this off based upon this person's done it and that person, but that's not how it generally works. If you look at what the doctors are saying, the medical writings themselves, they're telling you this is not a good thing, and women keep pushing the boundaries, and it's hurting them. It's causing problems.
People are talking about how healthy babies is all about how you
know
take care of yourself.
I mean, you know, that's not with every woman. That's not with every woman, because there are women.
It's not.
60,
you're right. It's not every woman.
The oldest woman to have a baby was 69.
Okay,
I mean, she was old,
that's one woman.
Okay,
can I say this? If you have one woman who has it at 60, why is it that we got 50 million black women thinking, well, I can have a baby when I'm 60? That's one woman.
No. I'm just saying. That doesn't mean that's bad for every woman either. Every woman over 40 to have a baby. Some women are in better health and can do that. There are other women who are going to have not in good health.
There's other women right now who are 22 years old and can't have children. So, you know what I'm saying? And so it doesn't matter about, you know, age.
Yes,
you know, there's women, some women
yes,
are just not
does.
Able to even carry children. Some women are not even able to. Their whole lives, they'll never be able to because their wombs are too small or something's going on in there. Like, they are just not able to. And then there's some women that can. Now, am I saying, you know, because I have a long history of all, you know, my mom and her sisters and my grandma, they've had children, you know, in their later years, that I will probably be able to? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that I know a woman knows their body. Like, there's just certain things, like, I know that I will be okay. in a sense. You know what I mean? And I will.
I didn't know that there was a certain limit, because what it seems like Soul is saying, that there is a certain time and place for everything, but it's like it has to be here. Like, it seems like you're telling me there's a cutoff point, and once you pass that, that's it. Like, I didn't know that there was a time for me to have kids. I didn't know it was a time for me to get married. I didn't know that I have to do this by a certain age because it's a higher risk. Yeah, I understand that it's a higher risk if I'm over 35 to have kids, but everybody's body, again, is different, and I understand that. But if I'm 35 and I'm still not ready to have kids, I'm not going to make myself hurry up and have kids because someone's afraid of 40 because I want to have kids later. I mean, everybody's body is literally different. It just seemed like
I understand.
To me,
I understand that.
What I'm saying is,
hey,
so like
I got this. So
put the boundaries.
Let me
say this really
on,
quick for you guys.
Time,
the whole outstands the poll.
The what?
The whole outstands
the poll.
The poll.
I get what you're saying.
Huh?
Here we go.
I can't hear everybody's talking at the same time. One person, please.
Can I? Okay. This is Saul.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to say. If you have minority, see, this is the problem. We keep doing this in the black community. We got to stop doing this. We have minority numbers or isolated cases or instances, and we try to make sure that that's inclusive of the vast majority, and we can't do that. See, and the facts don't line up with it. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't line up with it. What you may believe, what you may feel, doesn't line up with the facts. So if it doesn't line up with the facts, you have to get on board with what the facts are. If you don't want to get on board with what the facts are, then go ahead and go off into your fantasy land or wherever the case may be and enjoy yourselves.
Oh,
okay, no problem.
Men become impotent when they get in their 40s. Their testosterone declines, and men become impotent and unable to perform like they used to.
Is that the vast majority of men, or is that the minority of men?
Pardon?
Is it the vast majority of men, or is it a minority number of men? So we have to understand
the vast majority of men.
No, that's not the vast majority of men. That's the minority men. Testosterone levels do go down. That's true. But in a lot of men, yes, that's correct. But when you're talking about them not being able to fire and stuff like that, that's not so true. So that we're built totally different than you guys. We're built.
Wait, what do you mean we? Who's we?
Men. I'm a man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a different race.
As a man, we're supposed to be the seed carrier. We're the one who bear the seed. So we need to be able to sprinkle pretty much until we die. Okay, for the most part. Now, women, on the other hand, they won't be having no babies at 80 or 90 years of age. But I know a guy can.
Mm-hmm. If he can get it out,
I know that.
They won't be smart, but yeah.
Well, okay, whatever. All right. Most likely, he probably can. If he sees what he likes, he gonna come up. Hello.
Yeah, if he has Viagra or Cialis to find out, yes, he will. But I don't think no 80-year-old man is gonna be coming up without any help.
Hey, can
if you find one, send him over here.
Okay, that's not really my. This is not really the point of this discussion. But okay, whatever.
Right, that is true. But
we can do that. Okay, I'm sending a Craigslist listing or something. Somebody come out here and help this lady out.
Okay, hold on, everybody. I'm gonna. I picked up something on the internet, and it has the real reasons so many black women are single. I'm gonna read off the reasons, and then I'll expound on them a little bit. The first one is the black man shortage. Like I had said in the beginning, there's 1.8 million more black women than men. And number two, too many black women have bought into the stereotypes on who they are. Number three, many black women who have made a conscious decision to be single. Number four, black men don't see many of the qualities that they so much admire in their mothers and grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's number four.
That's my problem.
Listen. Number five, black women have spent their best years pursuing their education and career goals, not realizing that their strongest assets decreases with age, looks, fertility, and, stuff like that. Okay, number six,
Black men struggle more than any other group of people in society and in the workplace. Number seven, black women haven't adjusted to the new hyper-competitive dating environment that exists today. Those are seven of the reasons why black women are single. Now, if you want me to expound on any of them, just call them out, because I really want to expound on the one let me see which one I want to expound on. I want to expound on the one.
Oh boy, this is gonna be great. If I wasn't at work, I'd be drinking. Hey, ma'am, can I piggyback on a point Ms. Kane said? Ms. Kane said something earlier, and this is what I tell my younger cousins. And I understand where she's coming from. We're talking about like helping a man come up, and he leaves and stuff like that. And, like, I always tell my younger cousins that get your stuff together first. You don't have to be all the way there, but you don't need it so, like, you sleep on her couch while she's helping you out, because she feels like that in a way that she was there when you were down, but when you made it, you're gone. Kind of like you owe it to her to stay. It's kind of like that. I'm wording it wrong, but that's why I tell them cats, just wait till you somewhat established first. Then you go ahead and handle that, because of the way a lot of women perceive it when they whipped you on the way up. And listen, we know how that happens in divorce court.
Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah, I'm about to say, Priscilla, that's what it is. If you're sitting on my couch and I'm helping you out, it is what it is. I'm helping you until you get back on your feet. And out of 10, when these people get on their feet, when these niggas get on their feet, that's what they do. They decide they're above somebody. And now you don't want nothing to do with me. Now you want to come in late. But before you wasn't coming in late because I was giving you money. Like, what you mean, perceive? That's what it is. I was holding you down while you were down. It's not.
That's why I take money from women.
You don't be good enough. We just don't be good enough. And then, like I said,
we're never going to be good enough. When it comes to black men, we're never going to be good enough. I don't care what anybody says.
That's not true.
And you know what? Let me just say this for the record. Let me put this out here. Like I said, it's always an issue with dudes that feel a certain type of way. Some of these dudes that feel a certain type of way about black women is because you don't fit the category. You don't fit the profile. I mean, again, I must say, when it comes down to our personal preference, we do like a lot of bad boys. And I'm sorry if the world is full of them type of dudes. I mean, I personally can't get with no damn Brian Gumble-ass nigga, and I'm smart and got a little bit of education. But I need a bad boy. I need somebody that's a ditty. That's what maybe not him, because he's a little
let me explain this. This is exactly where we're going to have problems. Because you got to have a bad boy. What does a bad boy bring to the table? What
are you
bring to the table?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you, because that's what you want. You got to have a bad boy.
You're misinterpreting my assumption as to what a bad boy is. When I say bad boy, I don't mean somebody out there that's in the street shooting them up, bang, bang. You got corporate men you got dudes who done been in the streets, like Judge Mathis. He's a bad boy. Can you not tell he follows in the criteria of being a bad boy. Yes, he does. The nigga used to be in the streets, and I'm a true believer. I'd rather have a street nigga who done turned into somebody than to have somebody who is educated and don't know a damn thing about the streets. I can't have one of them, because we talk about real world. This real world, real life. It's not a fairy tale. Most Brian Gumble-ass niggas, they live in fairy tale-ass worlds. You can't relate to somebody from the hood. So at the end of the day, I want to be able to reach and talk to everybody on whatever scale. But I need my dude to be a certain way. He don't have to be like me.
But can I ask you something? What's your name, by the way? I don't know. So I can address you. So I say you. So whoever
it's
you are.
It's M-S-K-A-N-E.
Oh, okay. Ms. Kane? Okay. Here's the thing. Okay. You want a guy who can relate to the streets. Now, can I ask you something? Have you gone outside and been to, like, say, for instance, France or Germany or Africa or Egypt or any, I don't know, pick South America somewhere, Cuba? You been anywhere out there?
I mean, and?
I'm just asking the question. Have you been outside of the world?
No. I said no. I don't need to have traveled the world. I'm from Miami. I'm black and Puerto Rican. I grew up in a state where we are diverse, very diverse. And then you got the Key West. You see a lot of different questions. So what is your what's your question? What's your question?
My question is, you're talking about these Brian Gumbel guys. These guys have more understanding of the world than you actually are giving them credit for, because these guys you're talking about on the street only know the street. The world is bigger than the street. It's far beyond that. And if we are black people going to be able to compete in a global society, we're going to have to get rid of this. You got to be street and understand street, because street is killing us. That's exactly what's holding us back.
But she didn't label, but she didn't stop it. You missed that, went over his head. He didn't get that. That flew right on over his head. But you just keep saying that's
over my head. I understand. Sweetheart, I came from the street.
No, you don't.
I came from the hood.
You understood it. We would be having this discussion. You don't
understand it.
Okay.
You don't understand the discussion. What I'm trying to tell you is
it's not even open for discussion because you don't understand it, but I feel where you're coming from. I'm going to let you have
it. It's not broad enough.
Okay.
It's not broad enough. It's not broad
enough.
We have to deal. If you're going to compete against the white man, the Asian man, the Spanish man, and all of this stuff, you better get your butt out of the street and get into them books and get into that paper and get into the understanding of what's going on in this world and what makes this world tick. And most of the dudes in the street, I'm sorry, all they know is about making that paper and all
the
other stuff.
But
they
got
to get the
light.
Let us speak, so let us speak.
He said somebody that got street smart, but that's blue collar.
They went over his head.
I got street smart too. I understand that.
I asked Con. She didn't just limit that man. She didn't say that. She said somebody that been there, done that before, basically, and he's become something. But he's
well, that's what I'm talking about.
But the
thing about what I'm saying is he has to be broader.
But he's somebody better
okay?
now.
Because a lot.
Okay.
Miss Kane, let me say this, Miss Kane. I understand where you're coming from, but I will just be honest about this. I know a lot of sisters. You can go on YouTube right now, and they'll tell you straight up they want a thug, they want a hoodlum, they want a gangster. That's what they want. And by the way, a lot of these babies, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? These so-called bad boys. Most of them are coming from the bad boys that these sisters are going
after.
But
her bad boy was different than the bad boys that you was talking about, the chicks on YouTube. They spoke one thing. They said one thing, a bad boy, which they want somebody probably from the hood, and that's it. But she didn't say just somebody from the hood. She said somebody with blue collar but got street smart.
Example.
That's okay. Well, you don't
that's
have to be in the hood to do that,
said,
though. You can have street smart because
okay.
I didn't come from the hood.
Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody. I said I wanted to expound on one of the reasons why black women are single. Okay? Now, listen to this, and we can discuss this when I finish reading this. And I'll read another one because I heard somebody saying something about when I said they're not like their mother or grandmother as well. And
yeah,
I think he's not on the phone, but whatever. Okay, too many black women have bought into the stereotypes on who they are. The perception that black women are hard to get along with, mean, bitchy, argumentative, bitter, etc., has become a reality for too many black women. I know, because I used to be that way and still have relapsed on occasions, but irrational behavior and constantly going off on people, especially your man, is not an attractive quality to have when trying to maintain a relationship with a man. I had to learn that just because I was running things at work didn't mean I wasn't going to run things with my man. So I had to check my attitude at the door when dealing with my black man. Maybe a man really needs to be the head of the household. And if you don't trust that he can be, then leave him alone and move on. A wise man once told me that anything with two heads is a monster. So only one can be head of the household. And for me, I prefer that to be my man. Sisters, we know we have carried too much of the financial and emotional burden of raising our families alone, but we should use that to draw strength from and not allow that to make us emotionally weaker. I remember being in my 20s at a management consulting firm I worked for, and this brother told me that I would definitely make partner, but no one would ever like me because I was so damn mean, and I actually was naive enough to take that as a compliment, not realizing that my meanness and bitchiness has spilled over into my personal life and keeping me from attracting and keeping good men in my life. So does anybody want to expound on that? Now, that's the things that
that is used against us when our partners, our brothers want to go cross over to be with different women of a different race. They say that we're bitter, bitchy, argumentative, and a host of other things. And true, there are some black women that are like that, but it's not all black women. There are white women that are like that. You know,
well,
so but it's just
some black women, but not all black women are not like that. Yeah, we all probably got a little attitude. Some
right, that is
attitude.
True, but that is what the some of our brothers are using to be with women of a different race, opposed to saying this is the woman I want to be with because
that.
This is the woman that I love,
that.
Regardless to the color of her skin.
Yeah.
You know what I say about that?
If you ask a few black men that are dating white women, when you ask them, why do you date outside your race? It's because, oh, black women are so stuck up, they think they better, they think they're so, and they're so mean. Like, if you will ask certain black men when they dating outside of race, that is one of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, oh,
I can tell you,
so
I can
mean,
tell you personally.
So rude,
just to tell you
so
this,
ignorant, you don't know how to cook.
No.
When you want to cook.
Hold on.
You got too many kids. Like, it's
please.
Already, like, stereotype. Or why you don't want to date us is because of somebody that you've seen, or you watching a reality show and you've seen somebody, you've seen a black woman cut up, or whatever reason it is, it's okay. Like, we all have those type of attitudes here. If you push the wrong button at the one time, one of us is going to snap. But, hey, that suits you. If you want to date a white woman because if that's your reason, hey, I ain't mad at you. But do you watch Snap? Because a lot of white women killing their husbands.
I tell sisters over and over. If you want to give a black man a real important gift that means something in his life, if you want to really give him something that means something, give that man peace. I keep trying to tell sisters this all the time. I said, if you guys bring trials and tribulations and drama and all that stuff, yeah, unless he's addicted to that stuff, he's gonna ghost out. There's no question about it. Most dudes will. I don't even care if he's a white dude, a Spanish dude.
And what else
do
you
think
that black men bring to the table? What do y'all think that black men bring to the table? This is what I be talking about. I don't really care how the fuck black y'all get so damn negative towards black women.
Hey, can I say something real quick? I got this. You know what?
Okay,
no, I'll be honest. First of all,
y'all killing for each other.
I live in Phoenix, so the black people are – it's like Where's Waldo with black people depending on what area of the town you're in. But the thing is that, personally myself, I just date whoever hot who don't have kids at where and wherever I meet where they hang out at. I've dated sisters here. I have. I have dated white, Mexican stuff, but I remember I dated this one sister. She was a good chick, good woman, you know. But you know, she told me we was in the car, we going on a date, you know, we got eight and stuff, you know. I was taking her home. She told me to my face, I like the type of guy that dates white girls, only date white girls. But I'm like, I'm in a car with you. She was so worried about me leaving her for a white woman. I said, I'm with you right now. I'm feeling you. If I wanted to date a white, I would have chosen a white woman. I wanted to take you out and get to know you.
Made her feel that way in the beginning? Did she ever see you with a white woman?
I never see her before. No, I'm gonna be honest. I have seen some of the sisters here. I tell them, I be like, y'all ladies are beautiful. Okay, I said, y'all go to the whitest club in town. If you're hot, the music gonna stop and everybody gonna try to holler anyway. You know, but I just feel like there are black men out there that says, oh, we got black women, this and that. Hey, they are out there. But I just feel like so many women put their focus on those guys, which are ignorant. Anyway, let's just be honest. Dudes say that stuff. Don't pay attention to it, especially when the U.S. Census says around 90%+ of black men even marry black women. You know, so the majority of black women are still being chosen for mothers and wives by black men of all economic classes.
Mm-hmm.
So. And plus, it also depends on, you know, with me, I grew up in the white side of town, Montgomery, Alabama. I could never relate to the chick grew up in the hood. I couldn't. But I related to some of the black girls grew up where I grew up at.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't relate to the trailer park white girl either. Because we didn't come from the same area. We didn't have the same experiences. So it's all about the people I relate to, black, white, whatever. So it's all. And my last thing is this. Life ain't fair. fair is a place where they judge pigs. Everybody ain't gonna get married who want to get married. That's just life. Everybody want kids, ain't gonna be able to have them.
That's
just the
true.
Way it is. So, and the thing is, and I tell any woman that I told a friend of mine this. I said he turned down a lot of guys, so you can't complain about no men being around. That's like me turning down a bunch of women, complaining about no L's but women. But I turn down women every day. I can't, you know. That's just how I look at things.
Okay.
I want to say one last thing before we get to end, and I'm especially sharing this for I'm one of the nominees, I guess. Even though I was married, I was still a single parent because he was non-participant. So I had to work. I raised those four babies by myself. As of June, I have four college graduates, three with masters, one's working on a doctorate. Okay, I did that by myself. So I realize that we're not the masses, but it's more about choice, as far as I'm concerned, than it is anything else. Too many of us go with what's popular. Too many of us are trying to do what the masses are doing instead of acknowledging and accepting the choices we made. The biggest thing that I am proud of those four babies that I raised, 31, 28, 25, and 23, two of them I have two grandchildren, and that's about a 28-year-old. And my 25-year-old probably falls in the category that you were speaking on, because she falls in a category with that other young lady. She's 25, and she needs to be established before she decides, if she decides, to have children. So she is postponing hers as well.
Right.
And
that's
because
the thing,
of the society
because,
that we live in. That's
right.
Because of what we're breeding nowadays. Women have to have that. The men are not, in days gone by, men took care of. That is not what we're looking at nowadays. But it seemed like when they're out here looking, that's one of the first things they throw up, looking for somebody like their mom or their grandma. But they don't act that way.
Well, see, this is the problem. Let me show you why that problem is. It's because first women are touting and talking about how awesome they are, how independent they are, and they're going to the moon and all this other stuff, okay? And then they want the guy to totally flip the whole bill, and she's going all the way to the moon and back, and she's riding in her Bentley and all of this stuff, and he's like, okay, so what are you bringing to the table? Yeah, she's going to ask that question. What do you expect her to do? Sit there and be a fool and be like, okay, yeah, you can just take my wallet and run with it and do whatever you want with my credit card and forget all that stuff. You know, you don't have to participate and give anything into this till. That's not the world we're in, okay? The world we're in now requires many times both to be participant in helping in the financial sector and department. Okay, so women are trying to have it both ways. They're trying to have it, okay, you provide for me, take care of me, and, oh, by the way, I'm on the top of the world, and I'm so awesome and everything, and I don't have to give you anything. So it's like, okay, wait a minute, that's not fair, that's not right. I don't understand how women get confused. You guys are presenting it to us in two sides of the street. So the guys are like, no, we can't have two sides of the street. We got to have a simple, understandable, cohesive way to deal with it. You bring it something to the table, I bring it something to the table. Can we share?
And
a lot of you boys resist their mothers when they grow up.
We have someone else with their hand up. I'm going to bring them in. 402-972, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey,
Black. I just want to reiterate something that T. Smitty did say as far as the statistics, that the majority of Black men are married to Black women. The majority in the Black men in the United States are married to Black women. So this whole notion that keeps getting thrown out here that needs to stop is this, that we're all over the place and with all these different types of women. Even the statistics don't even qualify. There's only a small percentage of Black men involved with white or someone else of color. So that needs to be reiterated because that's the truth number. A lot of us are not with white women. A lot of us are not with all these other different types of women, and I don't understand where the blur is because, from my understanding, you either are a person of color or you're white.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing, it needs to be reiterated because some people don't understand the numbers, don't really look at the numbers objectively and get a clear understanding of that. I'm in Houston, Texas, which I have stated many times, and it's recorded. a lot of the black men, black couples that I see is a lot of black couples, and black people are all over this city. I'm telling you, we're everywhere here. And I see a lot of black men with black women. I see a lot of black families with children. And yet, every once in a while, there are times I see black women that have children, and there are single black women out here who have children. I understand that's out here. However, there are some men that will date a woman that has children, and then you got some that do not date women with children. If you choose not to date them with children, that's your preference. Just like Ms. Kane said, I don't want a nigga that's got children, and that's her preference, and I respect that. I'm not going to knock her for it. I can understand that because that's what she wants. So I just there's certain things I just want to clear up because
it wasn't about the races. What it is was I was asking, would a person marry outside of the race? Because there's more black women than black men.
Okay.
That's why I said that, would they marry outside their race? They could marry a white person, Asian, Indian, or whatever. But I wasn't speaking solely on that topic as far as, like, you know, bringing the race into it. It was just a thing because there are more black women than there are men. Now, suppose every black man married up. And then the women that was left over, who are they going to marry?
Okay, well, let me throw this out there, too, because there's,
lesbian.
According to A.J. Rogers, who is a historian, A.J. Rogers stated in his research that there has always been women that outnumber men in the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Always been this way. It's been this way for hundreds of thousands of millions of years since we've been on this planet. So this whole note. So I just want to put that out there too.
That is speaking of the black woman too. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say something to that too. A lot of them don't necessarily want to get married either.
That's
true. Or lesbian.
I ran into them.
That is true because it's just like I had just read that, you know, women have made the conscious decision that they don't want to be married. And I think I've made that conscious decision a lot of times. So, you know, even though I've been supposed to, but I just feel that at this point in my life,
the 90% of the people are black. That's from the previous generation, by the way. The bulk of that's sitting on the previous generation's back. That's not this modern generation. You may see black people coupled together, but do you see rings? Do you see rings is what I'm talking about. Because I know I don't see rings, okay, for the vast majority of the black populace right now. There are a large number of single mothers out here, a large number of them. Okay, so it's like I don't care if, you know, you might say, well, in your particular region, I'm like, okay, well, then go to Chicago, okay, then go to New York or go down to over here or go over to that spot because around the country, you can see it all over the place. I travel around the country and I see it all the time. We got a lot of single mothers, a lot of single women. So the numbers of marriage, yes, most men do marry black women because that's our natural preference. You ask most of these brothers, if they're going out with white women, you'll probably have to say, well, how come you didn't go out with a black woman? He's like, well, I wanted to, but we just didn't cross. It didn't work. It didn't mix. It didn't turn out that way. I ended up being
with
this lady.
Black
woman. Or this lady.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like a Harry Met Sally moment. It's like, ladies, you know, it's why that stat, the marriage, like the more women than men, you know, these stats class I've been taking the last couple of years. There's so many things that the factor, like y'all said, women that don't want to get married. Then you have to factor in lesbians. Then you have to factor in cohabitation. And then you have to also factor in everybody doesn't get a trophy. I'm just being honest. And you know, there are so many variables in every stat. And that, and like I said, free will, because there are plenty of men who don't want to get married, like people with kids. There are people who don't want kids. And like the lady who was 26 was speaking, she's right. I do feel like more people have to get their stuff in order first when they have kids because of this reason here. It's one reason. It's that because once you have kids, you may be able to accomplish your goals and dreams, but it's light, but it's hell. It is hard. It is an arduous task. And so it's not fair to those kids not be around like that. So I say, hey, get your stuff in order. You graduate college in 4 or 5 years. You may have a couple years there to build up your life, build your contacts, get your business started, get your career started, travel, do whatever. And by that time, you should be damn near 30. And everything's in order.
Right now,
the truth of the matter is, the way we're doing it right now, your life is dictated by corporate America. That is your life. Everybody needs to be honest about this. You're talking about, you know, get your stuff established, get this done, this and that. That's corporate America ruling your life. I want you guys to be very careful and think about what you're saying, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're living your life based upon corporate America. Corporate America tells you, look, we need you to work these hours, you need to pay these bills, you need to pay this, you need to do that. So what do people do? They shift their family values, they shift their morals, they shift all this stuff. That's why everybody's jumping off, and, you know, instead of being husband and wife, we're in a playhouse. We don't want to be really actually married. We just want to play it. We want to act like we're
doing
it. I don't
want to in my house.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, I was listening to this lady the other day. She said, you know, the guys want all these benefits. You cook for them. You do this. You do all these things for them. But you got no ring. I'm like, exactly. I'm like, why are you women doing that? First of all, because if you want the men to marry you, then why are you giving him everything that he can possibly get as a husband before he's a husband?
Yeah.
So and it doesn't take long. And you know what, ladies? What? You know, like, cause my sister. She got, like, she's 5 years older than her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed to her in 6 months. You know, and the thing is, if a man really wants to marry that woman, he ain't waiting till Charlie Brown see the Great Pumpkin come back.
Yeah.
He's gonna make it happen.
Long engagement either. You know, because if you got to marry me, if you ask me, dating,
and your goal is to get married, and you all have talked and discussed and got to know each other a little bit, which don't take nothing but a month or two. If he's saying, "Oh, I'm never getting married, I'm never having kids," what the hell are you still dating them for?
You know what else?
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It's getting down to the end of the show, and I might have to do a part two to this. But I really did enjoy tonight's show. I want to give a shout out to everybody who was in the chat room, Black
but
Man.
But three men got to come back.
Huh?
Oh, I'll be back.
The three
men
got to come back.
A couple of guests.
Okay.
Old Black Tammy has a show every Wednesday over there on Death Entertainment. Miss Kane has a show. Miss Kane has a show on Mondays and whenever she feels like it.
Oh, Miss Kane, where's your show? You can go at it. We're going to Miss Kane's promotions.
Her show is Mondays, Miss Kane's promotion. And I don't know the young lady who has a show. I think her name Maria. I don't know her show status, but if you want to put it out there, you're more than welcome. Our next show will be Friday, open topic. We'll be talking about, me and Rhea will be talking about any and everything on that show. That show airs at 11 p.m. because it's the first Friday of the month. And our show for the next Bringing Sexy Back, we're going to be talking about how to survive a breakup, part one. That's going to be show one, and it's a half of the show, and the other half of the show is going to be how to protect your children from predators. So that's next Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Interesting.
Yeah, so come on back Wednesday, and I have my show the first Friday and the last Friday of the month. My show at the last Friday is always musical, and this Friday at the end of the month it'll be slow jams because I did Happy Hour the Friday past. I also want to thank my co-host is Miss Kane. My special guest co-host is Miss Kane. I like to thank her. I appreciate her. Rhea, Danny, you know, and everybody who called in tonight. I appreciate you guys calling in. And I want everybody to have a safe night. And like I said, I'm going
to,
you know, do a part two to this show. So,
yeah, you need
you know,
to do a
keep,
part two because I
yeah,
still didn't
your,
tell you. Why I didn't get married.
Right. I know you didn't get away with it, Danny. Trust me and believe when we have part two, you're gonna go first. So
it's all love, ladies.
Yeah, no
Thank
doubt,
you
no doubt.
For calling me in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. It was, you know, this was a very good show, and like I said, we are gonna have a part two. Maybe in the middle of the month or the end of the month on a Wednesday, we'll continue with part two because there are some reasons that I need to dive into as well as the ones that I gave you. And by the time we have the second show, I'll have some more information dug up about why the black woman. Now this is about the black woman. So, you know, when you come in, come correct because we're not talking about the Asian, the Indian, all this and that. It's about the black woman. So with that being said, everybody have a beautiful night.
Uh-huh.
And see you guys Friday.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking
Thank
my call.
You.
Peace, y'all.
Okay. Good night. Everybody.